I bet you he wouldn't make that.
Okay, as the chairman, I'm calling this meeting to order. Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Tammy will offer prayer.
Dear Lord, please bless us today as we look through these applications and we look for the best representatives for our water district so that we can continue to grow and be strong and sustainable in the future. God bless our families, our friends, and I hope they are all safe during this holiday season. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, roll call beginning with...
Dave Wilson here.
Tammy Albright present.
Alan Kleinman present.
Larry Bagshaw present.
Sharon Hillman present.
Okay, five of us here, we have a quorum. I don't see any public here that would respond to the scheduled comments, so we'll go to the next page on new business. And it turns out that we have some vacancies on the board. Our current general manager, Bob Arbuthnot, I don't know how to pronounce your name, Bob.
Arbuthnot.
Arbuthnot.
Just like it's spelled.
He resigned. Yeah, I know. He resigned
spelled that way.
From the board on
September 28th or something, wasn't it?
November 1st.
November 1st.
November 1st.
November 1st.
Well, that was the other date, yeah.
So that's a vacancy there. And then Forrest McCoy, he died.
He resigned from life.
Now, Mr. Bagshaw, has the county been notified of those two not being on the board?
Yes.
Has been?
Yes.
I sent it out.
So that's taken care of?
Monday or Friday or Monday.
Okay. And Mr. Wilson has advised me that he's going to resign. Mm-hmm. And I accepted his resignation effective the 1st of January.
Wow.
So, Mr. Secretary, would you take care of advising the county of that?
You gotta write a letter, really.
And have three vacancies eventually here. We have a quorum here today because we have five. We have to have four for a quorum. Okay, I want to make a... There it is. This board's kind of interesting, and I call it a crew, and I have a little thing to share with everybody about a crew. A crew is made up of good blends. Someone to lead the charge, someone to hold something in reserve, someone to fight the fight, someone to make peace. Those are all important things. No one's more valuable than any other. All of our assets, but we must each adjust to the needs and capabilities of others. And that was my word of wisdom for today.
Beautiful.
Now, we have first item on the agenda is discuss and take possible action regarding interviewing the applicants for open board positions. It says two, but we're going to fill three eventually by the first of the year, okay? So there's three vacancies. Turns out we have seven expressions of interest to serve on the board, which is a new thing for us.
Okay.
Yeah. This is huge for us.
Heretofore, nobody wanted to be on the board. But I recall meeting people in town and around, and they said, "Why on earth do you want to be on that board?"
The salary.
Well, I know it's high pay.
It is.
And in case you didn't know, applicants, there's no pay.
I assume that.
It's a volunteer position. We have Mr. Headings here. That's Mr. Headings.
Yes.
We have Mr. Childers here. And that's the only two of the seven we have here. Mr. Ellsworth is going to join by phone. Do we have him on? Do you know?
Hello?
I'm here. Corey Ellsworth is here.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Corey. Is there anyone else of these seven on the phone? I guess not. So here's what we're going to do.
You got three, that's why you're looking for me, though.
Here we are.
So, accepted meetings.
Everyone here, as far as I know, on the board, has read your expressions of interest. And the purpose today is for you to amplify or say anything you want to highlight on that. And we're going to restrict that to the board to 3 minutes. We'll start with Mr. Headings.
Thank you for having me. And I'm new to the community. I moved here 7 months ago. I bought a home up in Strawberry, sitting up on top of Strawberry Hill. I think I have one of the steepest driveways in the neighborhood.
So don't worry about that.
When it did snow, it was quite the challenge, so I have to park at the bottom. I'm currently retired. I retired last November, so I've been retired now for a year. Moved from the Valley. I've lived in the Valley for 25 years. I was very active with Fortune 100 companies down there. I held a number of different types of positions. I have served on boards before, both in workplaces and homeowners associations. Do want to become active in this community. In all my free time, I do consult on occasion. I've been down to the Valley twice in the 5 months. I have a company down there that I have done some work with. I'm an independent, so whenever I kind of get called, my son's a manager there. He'll say, "Hey, man, we need some help." Because my background is in environmental health and safety. I have a master's degree in environmental health and safety, undergraduate in biology and chemistry. So I taught high school biology for 5 years back in West Virginia, moved back to Pennsylvania, which is my hometown. And by the way, my 90-year-old mother is here visiting. She's been visiting since Thanksgiving and says, "You know, I can live here." I said, "No, I think you're better back in Pennsylvania."
Oh, good son.
My problem is she has to fly by herself, so I've got to fly back to get her, and then I've got to bring her out, and then I've got to return her and come back out again. So the flight attendants on the airplane said, "Well, you're quite the son." I said, "Well, I don't know what that means, but whatever." I see really the mission of this board to be one to really convey the mission. You know, it's all about perception. You know, we know what our reality is, but, you know, how are we perceived as a district? And it's a little concerning to hear that, you know, there are some resignations. None of my business as to why anyone's resigned, but interesting as to why there was always difficulty in the past getting positions filled. And now there isn't. So hopefully that's, as I heard, for the good. Because I think it's something maybe as new folks are moving in to the community, want to be a part of it and support that. I believe my background in both the environmental health and safety and sciences and biology certainly could assist. I really enjoyed reading the report, the water report that came out. You know, from a chemical standpoint, you know,
you enjoyed that?
As soon as I got to the project. Well, that's my background. From a chemistry standpoint.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. In fact, receiving it, you know, not that everybody received it. I've been very active over the years with companies with newsletters. I think newsletters are very important. I know I get one from APS monthly and always find some interesting tidbits in that. And I used to actually be the editor of our in-facility. I've worked at Intel. I worked with the SBM. I had 5 airports that I was responsible for, both San Francisco, LA, Salt Lake City, Portland, and Phoenix Sky Harbor, and Denver for the cleaning. My last 5 years was with a company that we did industrial cleaning, and was very active, did a lot of travel. In fact, I have about 2 million points on Southwest Airlines.
Are you allowed to give those away?
What's that? No. Actually, I've got a trip scheduled. I'm taking the friend down.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Well, that could be negotiated.
You've exceeded.
Okay, cool. Very good.
Completed your 3 minutes. Appreciate that.
I see the same.
Letter, comment of clarification. Bob resigned because he's our interim manager. That's why that happened.
He fired me.
And, he tricked me.
He's never going to let it down.
I can see that. And Mr. McCoy died, so he went to a different assignment. And Mr. Wilson has some serious health problems.
I need to get fixed. I'm broke.
Okay. Yeah, so it wasn't because they didn't like it.
Plus I
coached. Okay.
That's not bad.
Now, from the board, any questions you want to direct to Mr. Headings?
So you are up here full-time now?
I am, yes. I've been here for 7 months. I purchased in July 1, then I officially moved in August 1st. So, yes, I am full-time. I'm 1 of 9 in the neighborhood that are permanent.
Oh.
On Strawberry Hill there, so I look after the neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Any other questions? Who wants to say?
No.
Now, we've distributed.
I have one. Can I ask questions?
You don't count. Yes.
You got a safety band in your back pocket?
I don't, but I probably have one in the truck. I've developed a lot of them over the years. I mean, that was part of. I'm an ex-human resource director also, so I'm kind of pretty involved in all the policy.
Bob, is that?
We talked about this maybe?
Training.
Is that question, Bob, relevant to the fact that we just met with the fire department?
No, it's relevant to the fact that I cannot find a safety manual anywhere.
Oh.
And we're hanging out there so far. We don't have arc flash. We don't have traffic control certification. We don't have a lot.
I see.
It's scary.
So we'll have to get there.
We have to get there.
We have to get there.
And we need some help to do it.
Okay, appreciate that.
Maybe we need to let these guys know that we only have 10 employees. we are very small. But, you know, we want to make sure the people that we do have stick with us. And we want to make sure they're safe, just like Bob said. So there's a lot of things that we've never had here. It's never been put in place, ever, from the Rawls era to the Brooks era.
That's true.
To our era. So
we've only owned the operation, we've only taken the operation over for 3 years. The safety manual disappeared with the former contractor, took it with him. All companies guard those. I mean, that's their property. We had no right to it, but now we don't have one. And there's a lot of holes in our HR approach too, that our salary surveys and stuff we just started doing. And so we need a lot of help in these areas.
We're small, but we're trying to be professional.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to be consistent, fair, and looking towards the future and having systems set up so that it's not based on a person, it's based on a system. And so we have a lot of subcommittees. And so how do you feel about, it's not just once a month. Sometimes
You're called in, there's executive sessions, there's special meetings, there's subcommittee meetings, there's work studies. I mean.
As I said, I'm finding myself rather bored, particularly as I've gone cold. I painted my home this summer. I coated my 400-foot driveway. I've done a lot of landscaping, put handrails up. So now I'm really looking for something to do.
Could you come over and paint my house? Okay, Venus, the time you brought that up. We have advisory groups, and those who are not selected to be on the board, I would encourage them to participate on an advisory group. And we have a water enhancement group, and on that is myself and a couple of
Larry's on.
You're not on. Are you on water enhancement?
Yeah.
Now he is. Okay. Yeah.
Water enhancement, Larry, and then Sam and Pam. They're not on the board. Okay, and then we have a support services group, which Bob, can you address what they do?
I can.
They go through the professional services. They go through all the applicants for that, for those kind of things like engineering or auditors or.
Okay.
And right now that consists of only three of us at this time.
That's me and you.
No, you're not on.
I'm not on that?
No, Pam, Sam, and I.
Oh, professional service?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sam and Pam are on that?
Sam and Pam and Forrest and
I. Sam's an engineer too, so.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have a personnel group. Tammy is the chairman of that, or the leader thereof. And
we'll need another
Willie.
Person because Willie was.
And I'm on that one.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're doing job descriptions and pay classes, and we're looking at.
We need at least one more on that. That's what we need to do. And
I think fortunately, I've done a lot of plant startups, like 500 plus employees, and always the need was safety manuals, human resource manuals, policy procedures, did all the training, OSHA regulated, and EPA.
Yes.
I do OSHA training, I'm a certified trainer with OSHA. So when you mention arc flash, forklift training, high lift,
We don't have any of that.
Lockout tag.
We do need to get, we really should have equipment certification.
Yeah, because, we have some equipment. It's not forklifts where you got to have a license, but where I come from, you had to be certified to sit in that seat no matter what.
Yep.
And we don't have the, we have one guy in. Because I brought a guy up here to certify the backhoe guy, but on that class, there's only one left. Who still has a piece of paper.
So just so you'll know, the district is just completing, we had an $8 million loan with WIFA, and we got one more project to do on that, which is about another million, right?
We're actually going to try and do two projects with that million.
Okay. And we just entered into an arrangement with USDA where basically we're borrowing $22 million. A lot of projects will be involved there. And we don't really have a USDA WIFA group, but I wrote that down. And who's on those meetings all the time is me and Bob and Sharon.
And Paul.
And Paul. Paul is a hired consultant. That gives you some feel for what we're doing. Okay, now how about Mr. Ellsworth on the phone? Can we?
Corey Ellsworth, how are you doing, sir?
Yeah, are you okay?
Can you guys all hear me?
Yes.
I can hear okay. So we'd like you to spend 3 minutes, Corey, enlightening us as to why you want to be here and help us out and what you think you can help us out with.
Great. I'll try to use 3 minutes. Well, if you've read the previous comments, I don't think I'd be adding much to them, but just maybe stripping a few of them. I owned a home in Strawberry since, for the last 15 years. And my parents will own the place up there for 55 years. 1965, way back when I was a little boy, I was even a meter reader because they ran some small, I don't know what the configuration of water companies looked like in those days, but they ran some small part of the water company. Strawberry has had a place in my heart from my earliest memories. Born and raised in Mesa, I live in Mesa now, but we get up there as often as we can, probably a couple months a year, if you add it all together. I'm not a permanent resident. I had a 35-year career in finance. I worked, lived around the world, lived in Hong Kong and England and Germany and Canada and all over the U.S. and primarily in finance, but also in overall business management and strategy, operations. I've seen a little bit of this and a little bit of that. When I said my heart is in Strawberry, obviously my intention would be to help the board if selected to. You know, it's important in our little community that we have sustainable, adequate, protected, well-funded resources for now and for the future, and that would be where I would be coming from. That's probably less than 3 minutes, but that might be the most important thing to have said.
Okay, Corey, Mr. Ellsworth, you said you reside in Mesa. We do have meetings every month and sometimes multiple times in the month. How would you accommodate that?
I could not promise 100% fidelity, but I am always looking for any reason why I need to be in Strawberry. And so that would be a great invitation to head out on Thursday midday and make sure I'm there for the meetings. I'm pretty flexible and I'm pretty available, and I wouldn't be 100% or for sure, but I would always be available on the phone and I would be in person nearly all the time.
We have our monthly board meetings typically on Thursday, on the fourth Thursday of each month. We change that periodically as needs require. That would be important consideration if you are able to use an excuse to get up here when we have a meeting. If you're in a position, who is it you said you work for right now?
I'm working for a construction company right now, by the way, which has a very nice safety manual.
Did you steal it?
I'm the head of strategy and IT for about a $100 million company that moves dirt, basically, like 4-year-old boys, big tractors and big trucks.
Okay.
In my career, I worked for AT&T and Cisco Systems and NCR Corporation before.
You're a technological guy?
Okay. Other board members have questions?
No.
Mildly so.
Okay.
Not a techie for sure.
Tammy, you have any questions for Mr. Ellsworth?
No, I just would. Like, we just talked about a lot of these subcommittees and things that, you know, that we're trying to get ahead of the curve because we're kind of behind. How do you see yourself participating in some of those?
Yes, I read a little bit on the website and heard what you just said previously. I don't know where I would fit best, but I think I have some ability to be helpful in some of those, and would jump at the opportunity to be involved. The more involved, the better.
Okay. Larry, you have any questions?
No.
Clarification?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate you taking the time and the interest to investigate us. And next we'll hear from Mr. Childers.
Yes. My name's Roger Childers. I was born in Arizona, but lived out of the state most of my life. Just moved back about 3 years ago. My son and I, we got placed across the street, and I've been here since about 2017. I was essentially in the semiconductor industry. I worked in the industry for over 40 years. Technology, and then I got my MBA at, I was back here for a stint, and I got my MBA at ASU, and I was working in marketing and sales for the semiconductor industry for most of my career. About 6 years ago, I changed careers and finished off my career teaching high school and middle school in California, and then I just 2 years ago I was teaching geometry over here at the high school in Payson, and I've been substitute teaching off the line, so I've been just kind of busy doing those things, and as mentioned, you know, I've been painting my house, I've been working on other things. So. Projects to keep me busy. And of course, I'm active in my church, and we have a lot of service projects too. We do, so we're pretty busy. I saw the opportunity to make an application. I want to just help the community, be a service to them, and whatever I can do to help. And I know I'm aware, you know, of the previous board and some of the financial difficulties that the board has put in. I want to make sure, you know, that I can help, that we keep everything honest and up front and straight.
I just want to make sure you understand, Sharon is our treasurer, and she is an excellent asset. And she keeps us out of trouble.
Cannot do it without her.
That's good. We couldn't get along without her. Just want you to know that.
Yeah.
Now, did you literally mean right across the street over here?
Well, I'm off Tall Pine and Woodland Walk.
Oh, we're going to dig you up.
Oh, where we're digging up for the new pipe in.
Yeah. Well, I was aware that we have a lot of old pipe around, and I know I've had.
You're on our list.
A number of breaks and pipes. And
yeah.
So that was what I put down as one of the issues. And also, I think, you know, it seems like we need water too, because we got more people moving up. And yeah. I know our wells went dry, so.
Yeah, we're going to stop that people moving here.
Yeah.
That's what everybody says once they've been here for a year, but they forget they're from there.
That's right.
That don't matter, does it?
Not to me, it does not.
Well, thank you, Mr. Tillers. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
And now, unfortunately, board members, you have a sheet in front of you with the names of each candidate, and we've only heard from three. Mr. Murphy.
No.
We haven't heard from him, or Mittal, I guess, and Korkowski, I guess that's the way you pronounce that, or in Human.
Yeah.
Haven't heard from them. Oh, the intent here was this, and this is going to be a little tricky for you, and that is, you see down at the bottom there, it says, insert your vote from 1 to 7. Well, we haven't heard from four of them. But here's what I'd like each of you to do. You would just take a couple of minutes, and for the three we've heard from, give them a rating from 1 to 7, with 7 being the best, and pass that sheet over to our secretary. We'll see if we have any consensus.
Oh, should it, 1 should be the best. We're looking for 3 people. out of seven.
Our number's better than Les. You want to do one?
First choice. One.
First choice, okay. Second choice, third
one
choice.
One is the best.
I was an economist.
That's okay with me.
This is it.
So we do call him Doc.
So I do have a question. PhD.
Yeah.
So because we haven't heard from some of these other people, but their applications look really great.
We're not going to make any decisions.
Got it.
But we want to record your impressions at this point in time, okay? So we're going to have to contact these other gentlemen and see if we can get something laid out there. So, one's best.
One is best, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But only of the three, we're not doing all of them.
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
So,
don't put your name on it or anything. Larry, there's mine. Okay.
Oh, you weren't sure who was on the
it's
phone?
A name, it's a name. I didn't look for names.
It was Eddings, Silvers, and Ellsworth.
Mm-hmm. Ellsworth.
I'm terrible at names, everybody. I don't remember mine most of the time.
Most of the time.
Well, okay. Call me David, I get confused.
Okay. And, Willie, yep, did you fill one out? Okay, so we will look at these internally, and unless we see some consensus here, like one person got, everyone made him unanimously a one, we won't reveal anything yet. So you apprise me of what you think we have. Okay.
Is somebody falling in?
No, it's Paul for the next item. Okay. Stand by, Paul.
Yep.
So how are you going to tell these gentlemen what's what?
We have contact information, right?
We'll have
yeah, to. We have their contact information.
Well, who's going to do it?
Well, I contacted all of them before, so either I can or the secretary can.
I think the secretary should do that.
It's more of a secretary's job.
In consultation with me.
Okay.
Okay. So do we have a consensus on anybody of these three that we could say, hey, you're a number one?
Well, I thought we weren't going to do that just yet.
Well, but if all of us put one on a person that's there, doesn't that make them in?
Well, not if we haven't heard from all.
Yeah, we need to talk to the other four.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I'll go there. How are we looking?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Okay. So we don't have a unanimous consensus on anybody at the moment. But we're close on that, looks to me like. Okay, so we appreciate your attendance, appreciate the time you've taken to do this, and we will talk in person with the other four applicants, and then we will probably by email shuttle the things around and come up with what we think we want to do.
Okay.
Because I'm not in favor of having another meeting before Christmas.
No.
I won't be here.
Okay. And, but we can pull that off. Okay, so that's the end of 6-1.
And thank you for your interest.
Yes,
sure.
That's the most important. We really appreciate the interest.
Thank you.
And you can stay for the rest of me if you want to. We're going to handle two other business items. but if you want to leave, that's fine.
I'll stay for a little bit.
6-2 is discuss and take possible action regarding awarding a contract for the water modeling study to Sunrise Engineering at a cost not to exceed $300,000. This is one of the components of projects that we have with USDA, and it's one that we want to get underway very quickly, because if we have a model of the whole district, we think that's going to be very valuable to us in doing the other things. Sharon, what do you want to say about that?
Well,
anything else?
I just want to say at the December 2nd, 2020 WIFN USDA team meeting, presentations from EPS Group and Sunrise Engineering regarding the water model project. After the team discussions regarding the presentations, the team decided to award the project to Sunrise Engineering. Sunrise Engineering prepared a similar study for Alliant Gas Company for Pace and Pine and Strawberry. So they have all the layout and everything already in their files. And I wanted to make a motion to approve the contract to award to Sunrise Engineering for the water model project not to exceed $300,000.
Paul's on the phone if you need any further talk about the scope.
We have a motion to approve it for not to exceed $300,000. Do we have a second?
I second that.
And it's been seconded. As far as discussion goes, I was at the presentations, and as I recall, Sharon was there, and Bob was there, and Paul was there, and I think we were unanimous about Sunrise.
Yes, we were. Mm-hmm.
Is that the way you remember it, Bob?
Yeah, Ben too.
That's the way I wrote it down.
The field operations supervisor was there too.
Yeah, Ben. Mm-hmm. Ben. Yeah, we were all there. And it was unanimous that Sunrise was the one that we wanted to do business with on this. So we have a motion and a second to approve the awarding of a contract to Sunrise Engineering at a cost not to exceed $300,000. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No opposition. The motion carries unanimously.
Anybody have any questions for Paul or anything regarding this?
Does this have any hydrological scope or just the...
No, it's just the water model.
Hold him just a minute. Yeah, that's just the water model.
Paul, thank you.
Paul?
Go ahead, Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Board. We have scheduled a workshop with Sunrise tomorrow, and they're going to go through various detailed scope of services and aspects, and then we hope that we'll be able to narrow in and then move forward with an exact scope of services. I would anticipate that we won't need the full $300,000, but having that authority is appropriate. We appreciate that, and we'll finalize a scope and level of effort to see. And of course, all of these contracts have to go on to USDA for their final pick of the holy water on it, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then the water modeling over the whole system will be integrated into a GPS system both working on and here to do pipeline and food projects are going to part of their scope is be sure that their designs are consistent with the overall water model as well as integrated into the GIS system so that the piece of the USDA project, you should know where your mains are, your valves are, your critical system, and we should never have to be out there wondering what you shut off in order to isolate a particular area. But sometimes with your personnel changes, that information in the past has gone with them, and our goal with this funding
Thank you, Paul, appreciate that. What time is the meeting, are you meeting tomorrow, Paul?
10:30.
10:30.
That's when sunrise is coming, and we're starting actually at 8 tomorrow.
Yeah. I may not be able to be there.
Okay.
I've got to buy a big ticket item for my wife for Christmas. And that's scheduled for tomorrow morning.
At 8 o'clock?
No, 10 in the morning.
Well, I'm planning on being there as well for
a ticket.
You can fill in for me?
Yeah.
Thank you, I appreciate it, Ms. Vice Chairman.
That's what happens, Vice Chairman.
Paul offered donuts, so in case you didn't.
I'm definitely going to be there.
If either one of you gentlemen wanted to see that tomorrow, this is an open meeting, and there's room for you to sit.
Okay.
If you're interested.
It's really important because one of the biggest problems we've had is so many different lines throughout this community have been put in by different agencies over the years. The lines were not appropriate for the water, we didn't know where they were documented.
Installed wrong.
So to have a water modeling system that doesn't depend on personnel, it depends, it's documented, it's a system thing, it's going to be probably one of the most important things we can do.
In addition,
Mr. Chairman and Board?
Yes.
Also, Mr. Chairman and Board, this will help us know where the water comes from and where it goes so that we strategically can seek out some of this lost and unaccounted for water leakage.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's probably thing that will have 100%, but it will give us a lot better idea of the sectors and where the water goes through the system so that we can have a better chance at locating if we have any significant leak.
Thank you for that. This, in addition to what the Vice Chairman said, this is hard to believe, but we've found pipes that we don't know what they're for.
Or where they go.
It comes down to we've never had a water system.
No, we haven't.
We've never had a water system. The LIFA and the $8 million we spent gave us a heck of a good start. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're going to the USDA now to get this funding. This, we need a water system.
Yeah. You have to tie all these subdivisions together. They were addressed individually by developers over the 50 years in the past.
So this is a biggie for us. And if we do want to grow, which we don't,
we don't have a lot of
things. People can move and then we can replace them, but no extras.
We're going to replace the people.
replace the houses. That's it. We're not going to get no. We're too many new builds going on. But you know, we need a water system. We don't have it. Our wells. We got low wells. This USB is going to make Pine Strawberry a wonderful place to live for us residents.
Well, and a big part of our $8 million we spent on main lines and looping. So that we didn't have dead ends. So now if you shut something off, you don't lose half a pint. You know, so you were half a strawberry. So that we have, substantial water coming from different directions.
We can move water now.
Yeah.
But now we've got a fixing system.
Yeah.
Well, you've made quite a bit of improvement since you started bringing water from dripping springs, I would say so.
We've made a lot of improvements. I've been on this board for 2 years. And
we have, myself, I'm relatively new to this board. They did a hell of a job.
They did.
I've been coming up here since 78, when we built my mother-in-law's house up here. So I've been through the Rawls, the Brooks, the water tankers, you name it, you pick it. I've been involved in all that. Three on your side up here on the different things with Brooks happened at my mother-in-law's house. So in the last few years, I'm going to say the last three because I was a little disappointed before then. Mm-hmm. This place has got much, much better.
Yeah.
But our name hasn't. It's just gradually, they're respecting this water board now.
Actually, it has. I get a lot of comments from people.
And so do I now. But a couple years ago, But that's what these guys have did, and I'm, you know, I'm gonna talk about these three over there and Bob there. They did a hell of a job.
Yes, they did.
We've just been able to help a little bit, so. This is a biggie. This is a biggie,
well,
so.
You know, when I first started coming to these meetings.
I think, Mr. Chairman and Board, that the word is, they're worth every penny we paid them.
Yes, they are. Thanks, Paul.
And sometimes we get double zero.
Sometimes we get two donuts. I used to come to these meetings when those chairs would be full. And the public was here, and they're here because they're mad about one thing and another. And the last number of months, we don't have anybody from the public here.
Only the people that want Ponderosa water changed.
That's it.
That's it. I mean, yeah. That's knocking wood. I mean, that's credit to you guys.
It is.
It is. That's credit to you guys and the hard work you've done, so.
Okay, we're going to move on to item 6.3, discuss and take possible action regarding residential business-based water rates. And Sharon, do you want to handle that?
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, may I be excused?
Yes, you may, Paul. See you in the morning.
Take a nap. You got a long way to drive.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye.
Bye, Paul.
He brings the best and freshest donuts in all the land.
And he's good at it.
We had a couple of board meetings. There'd been some discussion about all the Airbnb and VBRO rentals up here and people renting out their properties, their houses, not even living in them at all, and allowing 8, 10, 12 cars full of people in their places at one time. We discussed it briefly about starting to charge the commercial base rates for those residents, but because they're residents, it's been an ongoing discussion on Nextdoor, and we talked about it in a couple meetings. So I said the board has discussed it at two previous meetings regarding the base rate, residential versus commercial properties. There have been several comments about the district's residential customers renting out their homes through Airbnb and VRBO services. The discussions include in trying to determine whether these properties should be paying a commercial base rate instead of a residential rate. The base rate difference would be $17.50 a month, with the water rates remaining the same. There have been more extensive discussions on Nextdoor for Pine Strawberry, with about an equal number of residents suggesting they should be charged commercial rate, and those residents commenting they would be unfair. Since this is a very controversial issue, the properties in the district need to be treated fairly. If it is considered a business, it will be charged a business-based rate, and if it is residential property, it will be charged as residential. For further clarifications, see the district rules and regulations, which are online, which were modified in November. And the only change that was made in November was we clarified the types of businesses. If it's an LLC, if the person wants a property in an LLC and a corporation and a subcorporation, something like that, then they're going to be charged a commercial rate. They have a right to have it in their personal name or in a company name. But most residential properties are either one or two family housing, like a duplex or something, are residential. Everything else would be considered commercial. So since this is so controversial, I make a motion that for no further discussion regarding this issue, so that we can put it to bed.
What does it mean with the staff?
Wait, I'm confused. Wait.
Yeah.
Our current policy is, if it's an LLC, it's registered as a commercial property.
Right.
And they pay commercial rates.
Right.
And so you're saying keep it as is.
Right.
Yes, we're not changing. We already have that in the rules and regulations.
Right.
We clarified it for the staff because the staff were having to make decisions. So the only thing I did in November was clarify that portion of the rates for businesses.
Okay.
You know, those types of businesses. This is totally separate from that.
And
this is a total different issue.
Okay, so, well then I want to say something, because I've been struggling with this thing. If any business chooses to put their home in an LLC, it's a business. I don't care if you're running a shop out of your house and you decide to turn your property into an LLC so that you can work on cars, or you are running your babysitting business and you want to put it in an LLC so you can protect yourself. I believe that our current regulations, if it's a, if you put your property in an LLC, that's the only way we would ever know if there was a business going on there.
Right.
People put long-term rentals into LLC. And they should pay a commercial rate. They're renting their place out.
But they have a choice to just put it in their own name.
If you don't want to put it in an LLC, we would never know about it.
And we don't care.
Right.
So I believe our current regulations are fine, just the way they are, and they do play into that. Boom. LLC, you're a commercial.
That's what she said.
That's right.
Well, no, she said this was a separate issue.
This
the Airbnb.
This is
a
separate.
I don't care if it's an Airbnb or a guy working in a car for a babysitting.
Tammy, this was brought up before that we were going to try and find out and get a list from the county of the people that were renting out their properties as Airbnb and VVROs.
So that's what you're saying.
That's what this is.
I'm with that.
That's what this
is. I'm with that. I didn't understand. I didn't hear that we were going to follow the county thing.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be the only way. If they willingly do it, then we charge it. If they don't, then we don't.
Reveal my position.
Okay.
And that is this. I think we just don't touch any of this Airbnb thing. We don't know what's happening in people's lives, and I don't care.
Exactly.
And let me give you the example. I have a daughter and a son-in-law and their family who live in Utah. They've fallen on hard times because of injuries, medical, of his running his business. And they decided to rent out their basement, okay? And that's what they're doing. And I asked them, I said, what if I was serving you water and I came and said, you're renting out your basement, I'm gonna charge you $17.50 more a month. How would that make you feel? And they said, it would make me mad. And I said, you know, to me, if I were to do that, that's adding insult to injury. They're in tough, these are tough times for a lot of people. And so I think we just don't do a thing.
So they have the option of putting their water account in their own name and then.
Sure.
Right.
That takes care of it.
There is no issue. As long as it's not a corporate name.
Mr. Bagshaw, did you have a comment?
It's corporate name.
So are we forcing staff to comb through the records and looking for LLCs now?
No.
No.
No, they already. They already, when they sign up for water.
Yeah, it's in our system.
It's in our system.
And that's what we're going to leave it that way.
And that's how it is, and that's how
we're going to leave it that way.
So I'm not going to have the gals facing a bunch of.
No.
That's not their job. That's what our rules and regulations say. If you don't want to pay the extra, don't put it in your LLC.
Yeah,
that's why we clarified it in the rules and regulations last month.
The torches and pitchforks.
That's right.
Oh, there still will be a few of those, but.
Well, yeah, I know.
Okay.
There's a couple I'd like to make sure we charge them more. Damn good friends of mine.
The chairman. The chairman's giving the floor to Larry Bagshaw.
Okay, first off, I don't have any problems with people renting out a spare bedroom or they're home for a weekend or their 2-week vacation or whatever. I have no problem with that. I have a problem with Airbnbs, and one person in particular is on Facebook freaking out about charging her a commercial rate.
Yes. Yeah. She's the one that's boiled this all over.
If you own properties exclusively for rental Airbnb purpose, your business, as far as I'm concerned, and I don't see any reason not to be charging a commercial rate for both those businesses.
Well, by the same token, you can have an Airbnb and not set up an LLC.
That is true.
So you're choosing that for the tax breaks and everything else.
This gal that's freaking out apparently is not an LLC. She's got her own DBA. So I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, she should be charged a commercial rate.
Well, then you have another issue if you consider doing that, because we have a lot of rental properties up here.
Mm-hmm.
People have rental homes. They do long-term leases with their tenants.
Mm-hmm.
Their tenants come into the office and put the water in their name, so it's a residential charge. If the owner, when it flips back to the owner, it's still in a residential name. So even though they are a business, they're maintaining this residential. So you can't have two different sides of the coin.
Right.
The coin's got to be, this is the way it is.
Right.
Unless they come in and register as a business, as we've clarified, and the rules and regulations, it's residential.
Right.
Okay.
Then we have to treat it as such.
We have on the floor a motion that there's no further discussion or action regarding this issue. Do I have a second?
And if I understand, the motion is leave it exactly
just
as it is
way
right
it
now.
Is.
I second that.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Did you hear me?
All right.
That was my inside voice.
I can hear you. Okay. All in favor of this motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? We're adjourned.
Awesome.